In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, I want you to imagine for a minute you've gone to your doctor's office, and he's wearing his white lab coat. And usually emblazoned on the breast of that lab coat is a symbol that looks almost like a cross with a squiggly line through it. This is called the cartouche. Moses, when he was leading the Israelites through the Sinai Peninsula, encountered a problem that is very prevalent in North Africa. Anyone that has watched those nature programs is probably aware that there are many poisonous snakes in the desert. The reason why the snakes are so poisonous is because in the desert, they don't have time to hunt after a prey, because all of that energy is kept keeping them alive in that blasting heat. So therefore, when the Israelites would be bitten by those snakes, it was certain death. And so the Israelites said to Moses, "Why have you brought us out here to die in the wilderness?" And so Moses prayed to God, and God told him, "Erect a staff and put the image of the snake on that staff. And whoever is bitten by the snake, if he looks at that symbol, he will live." Jesus Christ said that in today's gospel passage. Just as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man must be lifted up. Of course, he is speaking about his soon-to-be crucifixion, which we will celebrate next week, for today is the Sunday prior to the 14th of September, the elevation of the Most Holy Cross. But this is an important thing for us to understand. Just as the serpent was lifted in the desert, the serpent to those Israelites was the symbol of death. All who were bitten by that snake died. That snake represents death. And they were told to turn around and look at that symbol. The cross of Christ represents death. A very terrible, terrible death. But whoever looks upon that symbol of death will live. This requires action on our part. For in order for us to turn to the cross, we have to move. We have to change our position. We have to change the way we think. We have to turn to the cross of Christ. Today's gospel passage is the most powerful passage in the entire New Testament and explains succinctly and perfectly the mission of Jesus Christ. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might have eternal life." This is a beautiful statement, and it is the heart of everything. Because the beginning of the Gospel of John states that the Word came into the world, and the world knew it not. The entire Gospel of John is a statement of belief versus unbelief. My beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, we don't believe. If we believed, our actions would be different. If we believed in Christ and in his name, our life would be completely centered on Him, His church, His commandments, and His kingdom. But we do not put Christ first. We put our own works first. We put our own will first. We put the needs and the wants of the world ahead of Christ. The gospel passage says that Jesus Christ did not come into the world to condemn it, but to save it. Short of Jesus Christ, short of us turning to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we cannot be saved. If we try to do it on our own, if we think that only being a moral, kind person is enough, we kid ourselves. We have been tricked. Jesus Christ is not going to condemn us because He doesn't have to. We condemn ourselves. When we condemn our brothers, when we put other pursuits ahead of God, these are the things that bring death. More sure than the cross, more sure than that asp in the desert, sin is the ultimate killer of all men. Sin is what spread from Adam to all human beings. But again, Jesus Christ gives us the answer in today's gospel of how He has saved us even from that. For He does not say the Son of God descended from heaven. He says the Son of Man. Jesus Christ did not come as only God. He came as complete human being and considers Himself one of us. He knows our pains. He has experienced them. He has felt our loss. Jesus Christ knows every ounce of what we are as human beings. As the God-man, He is unique to be able to at once be present with us as human being and also, as St. John Chrysostom states, to be all over the cosmos, all over the world, for He is our God. Jesus Christ was sent into the world to save us. If we believe in Him and in His name, we will be saved. I urge us all to reflect, to think about our life daily, hourly. Do I believe in Christ? I used to laugh when I was a boy growing up in the South, where there are many, many Baptists, and almost daily I'd be asked on the street, "Are you saved? Do you believe in Jesus?" And I used to laugh and chuckle, "Oh, of course I believe in Jesus. I'm an Orthodox Christian. That automatically means I'm saved." Oh, the ignorance of youth. If we think that because we are Orthodox Christians, we have a leg up on other Christians, we are wrong. To those much has been given, much more is expected. We are not granted salvation by virtue of just being Greek Orthodox. We have to be Orthodox. My beloved brothers and sisters, I do not mean to come down hard on you. For let's face it, as the saying goes, I'm preaching to the choir. But as Jesus Christ is the Son of Man and came into the world to be among us, to be that light, to be that incarnation, you too, as Christians, can bring that light to other people. You too can bring Christ into the life of the downtrodden and those that have lost hope. For Jesus Christ came into the world not to condemn it, but to save it. Through him and through us, through synergia, synergy, we can do this. St. Paul says, "No man can judge me, for I bear on my body the marks of Jesus." And we do. For each one of us bears on our body the cross of Christ, not as a piece of jewelry, but as an invincible weapon, as a standard of peace. You boys remember that from Goya, don't you? It is our invincible standard. It is for this reason that Mother Church knows that we must dedicate this Sunday to the preparation of the remembrance of the Holy Cross, the symbol of death that has become our invincible image of victory. For Jesus Christ came to die for us that we might have eternal life.